USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is preparing to move thousands of Haitian migrants from a small Texas border town back to Haiti. About 13,000 people have gathered under a bridge near Del Rio, Texas, with the vast majority being Haitian. The Associated Press reporting that officials are still finalizing plans but are expected to send several flights per day back to Haiti starting this Sunday. The number of Haitian migrants that stopped at the southern border have been on the rise since August of 2020. Border officials say that more than 7,500 Haitians were stopped last month. And an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near-unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. In a separate vote, the panel unanimously approved recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Those American citizens left behind in Afghanistan are trying to have their stories told. Tim Berg has more.
A number of Americans and Afghan allies in the U.S. remain in Afghanistan. One woman, who gave her name as Julie, has been a U.S. citizen for at least 16 years, is still there. She spoke about how she's feeling with Fox News.
I just came to get married here to have life with my family and get back there. The Taliban coming and everything is changing.
The White House estimates around 100 Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan.
And a majority of school districts in Kentucky have enacted mask requirements for students and staff. The Kentucky School Boards Association said Friday that 165 of the state's 171 public school districts have voted to require masks after a state law took effect ending a statewide mask mandate and leaving that decision up to the individual districts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Pentagon said Friday that a drone strike undertaken in Kabul in August mistakenly killed 10 innocent people, including 7 children, instead of an ISIS-K terrorist planning on attacking the Kabul airport. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, called the strike a tragic mistake. Congressman Michael Waltz believes that the kind of faulty intelligence that led to the strike will continue without any U.S. presence in the country. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that human assets are needed for counterterrorism operations like the drone strike.
It is going to be far more difficult. The strike that they took earlier was in a remote location versus this one in a teeming city. You need other assets on the ground, and that's what people need to understand. You need human assets on the ground. You need signals capability. We now have none of that. It's all been removed. And so, you know, when is the administration going to quit this fiction that we are just as safe as we were with this full surrender and withdrawal? We are not. We have no bases in the region. Our local allies are being hunted down, and the terrorists now are much, much better armed. And we are effectively blind in many ways in terms of our intelligence.
Yeah.
And real estate heir Robert Durst was found guilty Friday in the 2000 murder of his longtime friend, Susan Berman. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury found the 78-year-old guilty of first-degree murder in her death. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.